So your client may need assistance and support from a source in addition to you. You're the coach, and part of working with this client is assisting them in finding out how they are going to integrate and manage the issues relating to the health challenge. So when do you offer or agree to refer? There are four scenarios. The first one is when your client wants you to. So it's quite likely that they will make a request that you refer them. The second scenario is when that you think that your client might benefit from another source, and so you can make a request and suggest that a referral is made. When you wish to make a coaching relationship conditional on a referral. And the fourth one is if you deem that your client may be at risk or may be a risk to themselves or others. So let's start with the first one, when your client wants you to. Your client may bring it up in a coaching session. It may be expressed directly or you may pick it up indirectly. Either way, reflect back to your client what you are hearing. Ask the client if they feel that they would like to see another type of person or practitioner or look into any kind of treatment, therapy or support in the context of their recovery to wellness. Tread a little carefully here and be sure to remain neutral. Sometimes clients are on a fishing expedition to see if they can flush out an agenda from the coach. Avoid then pouncing on their suggestion like you've just been waiting for it to show up. Appearing to be too invested in the idea of some other service can elicit a suspicion that you, the coach, have your own agenda for them. This is particularly relevant in the early stages of recovery where things can be quite rocky and where clients may often have been exposed to many kinds of assisting professions that have been extremely directive. If you notice that you do have your own agenda, then your client will be best served by you self-managing that agenda, and you'll put it to the side so it does not get in the way. Ask the client what, if anything, they have in mind. If they are unsure and want more information, then this can become a piece of homework for them once you have explored it together. If they do think they want some other kind of support, some information, etc., then get them to brainstorm and establish options and ideas. Exclude nothing, however out there it may seem to you, and especially if it's your client's idea. It may include one or more of the following: a medical doctor, a rehabilitation clinic, counselling, nutritional consultation, psychotherapists, addiction counsellor, yoga or Pilates or mindfulness classes, getting a teacher in some form to teach them some skills or abilities. It could be getting some cognitive behavioral therapy. It could be that they want to talk to a priest, or it could be that they want to learn meditation, or it could be that it'd be useful for them to go and join some kind of self-help group. It could be pretty much anything, a church group, a sports group, and so on. Any kind of physical, emotional, spiritual, or psychological practitioner or facility is an option. Once you have a list, then ask your client to make some choices around the list in relation to the underlying reason they express as to why they want to consider some other forms of support. If you and the client have a recovery to wellness plan, which you may, then ask them to consider the options in light of that plan. If you do not have a plan yet, this might be a great place to ask your client if they'd like to create one. Whatever the scenario is, this new space opening up is valuable, and you can keep this within your coaching relationship going forward.